most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Regan Show.
All right, have a situation to put you in, see what you would do, where your morals lie, and hopefully you won't end up being trashy, but we'll find out in just a few minutes.
What a tease. Starting January 1st, every kid born through 2039 will be now known as Generation Beta. So, Lindsay, you've got Generation Alphas.
Oh, Alphas.
In your house.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
These will be Generation Beta, which doesn't sound as much fun.
Mm-mm. No.
As an Alpha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why are they doing that? Why do they use Alpha and Beta?
I don't know. I guess they've run out. So they went from, what is it? You're Gen X.
Uh-huh.
I'm a millennial. Rob, Lindsay, millennials. Then
my kids are Gen Z.
Gen Z. And then Gen Alpha. And now every kid born since January 1st of this year will now be known as Generation Beta.
This might be... Oh, no.
No, go ahead.
This might be a dumb question, but why do they have these names?
I don't really know.
Who determines what they're going to be called? Who says it?
Yeah, they're always 14-year increments, I think. But I don't know why they need to be lumped in that way. But they've done... I mean, baby boomers and...
Right.
What's between baby boomers and yours? Is there one, or is it just Generation X, then baby boomers?
Yeah, and then the greatest generation was above the baby boomers.
Yeah. So
I just feel like it's not needed. Because then people start saying, Gen Z, the Gen Zers.
I just want to know who creates it. Who's the one that says, okay, I'm the one in charge of giving the next generation their name.
Right.
Let's go Alpha, and then the next one will be Beta. I've spoken.
Yeah,
so who is that?
Yeah,
should be funny too. Make it fun. Why can't it be fun?
Yeah. Like name them after hurricanes.
Yeah,
you know, I'm Generation Marge.
Yeah, Generation Helene.
Yeah,
be way more exciting to do it that way.
Yeah.
But speaking of storms and things like that, 65 million people throughout the United States are under winter storm warnings from the West Coast all the way through the East Coast. So we were spared in the area we live. But if you look at the weather maps, it's crazy. A lot of people dealing with snow, ice, and sleet and things like that.
Yeah.
Dangerous temperatures. Now, they are calling for maybe a little bit of snow next weekend in our area. So we'll see. A lot of people excited about that. Today's National Cuddle Up Day. So just get a little cuddle up. Maybe even one of TJ's favorite bubble cuddle blankets from Cozy Earth or something like that.
Love that.
Find a deal on it. 41% off at tjriggins.com/deals, girl.
Man, you know how much time I spent under that cuddle blanket over the holidays?
Too damn much, I'll tell you that.
Probably too much. That's the answer.
So much so that I felt like I'd lost some circulation.
Yeah.
Like, where is TJ? Have you seen him today?
That was a great response. Yeah. How much time do you think I spent under that? Too much, probably.
Too much.
Exactly.
So what is it? TJRiggins.com/deals, and then... what's the
promo code
TJ at the checkout for 41% off at Cozy Earth, either that blanket or anything else you find. So
yeah, it's great. So remember that guy that ditched his whole family and faked his deaths only to go hook up with some woman in Eastern Europe? Well, he's back in the United States and his family wants answers. You can't blame him, but there's an update to the story we'll share next.
This is the TJ and Regan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
TJ, have you ever known anybody that faked their own death?
No.
Or even heard a story about it? I feel like one of your cousins, like Uncle, what was your cousin, the guy that was impersonating the cop?
Cousin Danny.
Like that would have been most likely to fake their own death, right?
Yeah, somebody like that. Or one of my old relatives.
Yeah. You know.
My old redneck relatives.
Yeah, faking your own death for a variety of reasons. But this story that I still love, it happened a couple months ago. This guy in Wisconsin, his name's Ryan Borgwart. He's 43 years old. He's got a wife, three kids, 17, 15, and 9, I think. Two boys and a girl. And then ditches his whole family, fakes his death in a kayak accident, drops his phone in the lake, and then flies out to Uzbekistan to meet some girl and lives out there for 4 months. His wife and family think he's dead. His kids think he's dead. Only to find out he's totally alive. He's living in Uzbekistan and we're going to bring him back to the United States so we can charge him with crimes. Here's his picture with his wife. They had been happily married since 2002. Well, at least she was. I guess he was not.
Yeah.
That's so, what caused him to leave.
So what crimes, other than deserting his kids and not paying child support and alimony and all of that kind of stuff?
They walk him into the courtroom like he is Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah, because he's a psychopath. I mean, who does that?
I mean, I guess that's true, but as TJ said, like, what is the actual crime? Right. But they, I mean, he's shackled by the hands and the feet in the jumpsuit.
Because they They're know that if you like do something monster. Like that, you crazy. You about to do something nice.
Very bad. I guess that might be the thinking. Like, if you're willing to fake your own death to go to Uzbekistan, you might be nuts.
Yeah.
Hmm. We got to take care of this.
But didn't Olivia Newton-John's husband do that? Like, he faked his death?
I forgot about that. I've heard that. He was on a boat or something and he sailed out and they never found him.
Uh-huh.
Listen, that's stuff you think about when times are tough with your kid. You got three kids. I get it. Like, I've thought about it too, but you don't do it. I mean,
you do plan it. You just don't go through with it.
I don't know. I guess he obviously planned it all out. He got the kayak out in the water, rafted out there. They said he used a pool raft to get back to shore after he flipped the kayak upside down and dropped his phone. He was like a SpongeBob pool float to get back to the shore. I'm not making this up.
Oh my God.
Well, now he's back, you know, and they're going to charge him with all these crimes. Well, his wife has filed for a separation.
Oh.
Shocker. Yeah.
What a bee.
Yeah.
Honey, I'm home. I thought you would have been excited to see me.
Yeah. Man can't win.
I'm not dead.
So, wrong with her?
What's wrong with her? Now,
I'm kidding.
Do you want him to still have a relationship with his kids, even though you know he's nuts?
No. He would have to go through many, many, many evaluations and all of that. But no, he's not stable.
Mm-mm. I totally agree. And the fact that those kids are 17 and 15, they're in high school. And it's now national news, global news.
Yeah.
Well, and if I'm the mom, I'm just going to go ahead and kill you because my kids have already been through the worst and they've come out and they're like mental. You can't say, oh, I'm back. I'm just killing you. You know, I don't want to be with you.
But I think they're at an age now where they probably wouldn't want to be around him.
Right.
You know, and they can just choose. I'm not dealing with him. If they're teenagers.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah. 17. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're
kind of they getting bullied at school because their dad did this.
I don't know, but I have
your dad didn't want to see you anymore, dude.
Yeah, it's tough stuff.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
So I am glad to be back. Even in hard times. You know, when we've been through some hard times, even in hard times, I like doing what we do, and I feel blessed to get to do it. But at Christmas, people will give each other, like, stocking stuff for things. They'll give lottery tickets. Most of the time, it's scratchers. Now, I can't even keep up with the rules of the regular lottery tickets anymore. I went to buy them when it got up to Mega Millions, was close to $1 billion. I said, like, 2 Mega Millions tickets. You want the this, the that, or the this, or the that, or the what, or the payoff, or the but it. And I'm like, I don't know. When I played the lottery all the time, I played Powerball, and it was $1. And then it went up to $2. And I don't know what I thought that paid double or whatever. Now, there's so many combinations. You got to go to, you know, get some sort of a gambling professional to teach you how the rules go.
Yeah.
I just said, look, I got $13 cash. Give me whatever I can get for $13 cash.
Yeah.
So she did it.
Not a mathematician over here. Yeah, just
come on.
But if somebody gave you scratch-offs as a gift, and you scratched it off, and you won $100,000, what's the etiquette for that?
You give them a little bit.
You do?
Right?
I think so.
I think it depends on who gives it to you.
Yeah, let's just say it's an office mate.
Okay.
Somebody, like your best friend at work.
Like you guys. I would give y'all some.
Yeah.
Sure.
But that doesn't necessarily play with other gifts. You know, if I gave you a book that you've been wanting, Riggins, I wouldn't say, all right, now you're going to have to read at least the first three chapters to me.
Yeah, right.
Right, good. Right.
True. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But was it a crock pot we gave you one time? Riggins, did we give you a crock pot or something like that?
Yeah.
Or gave you an iron pot.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I didn't say, all right, Riggins, I gave you this black iron skillet, but you're going to have to let me use it, yeah, you know, 1 week.
Yeah.
Well, if that skillet went up in value by 400% in the first 2 days, like it became a viral sensation, yeah, I would feel a little guilty about it. So they gave you a $2 gift that turned into a $100,000 gift. Mm-hmm. I would feel a little bit of pressure to pay off a little bit.
And I don't think I'd feel guilty about it. I think I'd do it just to be nice or just to be giving.
Yeah, because like, you want to go back to work gifts with that person. You also don't want them.
It's like, here's a 10 grand weird for you. Here's a 10 spot.
Well, they say that you're not supposed to even scratch it off in front of them.
So they don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God. What's that?
Yeah, yeah.
Be sneaky as possible.
Just come in here like blinged out one day. Like,
who's the panel of dishonest?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Goodness. Don't scratch it in front of them.
Yeah, because then you may have to share it. You know, it'll change your friendship.
That's what Christmas is all about.
Yeah.
But I think that every Christmas gift you give someone, you should get a kickback from it.
Sure.
If we're going to do it that way.
Maybe. Hell yeah.
Like in $100,000, say, if Lindsay gave you a ticket for $100,000, how much would you give her back?
Between 5 and 10.
Mm-hmm. Okay. After taxes?
Oh.
That's what I thought.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
All right, we got some crap show audio for you. I really didn't keep up with the news when we were on vacation like I should have. You know, usually I'm just like a news hound. I want to know what's going on. Obviously, the big stories and everything I kept up with, but I was just kind of chilling, you know, mm-hmm, which is what I do, homie. I chill.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I chills, homie. Mm-hmm. Most people don't know this, but the minority leader in the House of Representatives' name is Haktua Jeffries. Copyright ATJ Inc. I came up with that name for him a while back. If anybody else uses that name on a political commentary show or something, you will know that they have ripped it off from me. Haktua Jeffries. His real name is Hakeem Jeffries. And I don't like him. I mean, not one bit. I don't like him. But he was speaking in front of Congress the other day and had a little bit of a Freudian slip. See if you can make it out.
The American dream possible. We will fight hard for the freedom to vote.
That's great. We'll fart hard.
Yeah.
We're going to fart hard.
Yeah. And somebody might need to tell him that we do have the freedom to vote already. Everybody does. That's an illegal citizen. You know,
yeah, what's he talking about?
Unless they're felons.
We farted hard.
Yeah, we fart hard. I mean, we didn't fart hard. Our ancestors farted hard for that.
Yeah, that's true.
American dream possible. We will fart hard, fight hard for the freedom.
And the fact that he goes and corrects it makes it more obvious.
Fart hard, fight hard.
And how did nobody laugh?
Yeah, no, I would have been busted out laughing. Yeah. He said fart hard.
Yeah.
And is this a rapper on a podcast, Riggins, when the accident happens?
I don't know what the guest does. I don't know if he's a rapper or not.
Okay. So it's a podcast, and the one of the peoples is, they're talking about guns, right? Something to do with guns and violence and stuff. So
those were your choices. Who shot who?
Come on,
Lo. Somebody got shot.
Lo, you good, Lo?
I hope. I hope.
You good,
so
Lo?
I hope. It's a guy talking to another guy, and the one guy starts reaching into his front pocket, the front pocket of his jeans. And it looked like he was just trying to readjust the gun in his pants, because having a gun and a pair of tight jeans, I'm assuming is uncomfortable, and when he goes to adjust it, that's the sound you hear.
Yeah. Those were your choices. Oh, who shot who?
Somebody got shot.
But they didn't freak out. They didn't jump up, start running. Somebody's shooting.
Not at all.
That's the calmest I've ever heard after a gunshot.
Normal day.
Yeah. It's the most exciting thing to happen on that podcast that day. That's for sure.
Yeah.
That is for sure.
Like ratings. Yeah.
We're going viral now.
Guess who's going to be listening to One on One with Mike D in 2025?
One on One with Mike D.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you carry your gun in here?
Huh?
Do you carry your gun in here?
Yep.
All right.
Sure do.
Well, I'm glad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all, I'll be glad if I have to crack it off on somebody.
Mm-hmm. Don't you, Rob?
More TJ and Riggins coming up. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
We were out of town, and I had to use my mechanical skills to save the day. I have one mechanical skill when it comes to fixing a vehicle. I can do one thing, and I had to do it on the mean streets of Nashville.
Ooh.
Over the weekend. I mean, over the Christmas break. I'll tell you what it was coming up in just a few minutes.
That's fun. Coming to Netflix, Meghan Markle's new show. It's called, With Love, Meghan.
Oh.
I know a lot of people are excited for this. It's basically a Martha Stewart version of Meghan Markle's. That's the wrong way to say it. It's Meghan Markle being Martha Stewart, home crafting and baking. And I mean, do you want to watch Meghan Markle make an apple cobbler?
No.
Not really.
No, I don't.
But on the upside, she looks like an angel. This woman is maybe the most beautiful woman I've seen in a long, long time.
She's pretty.
She is unbelievably beautiful. Prince Harry makes a quick cameo, and Netflix is trying to, you know, get people excited about Meghan Markle. Yeah. Do people care about Meghan Markle?
No.
That's the problem.
And don't get me wrong. I do think she's pretty.
Oh, yeah.
But she's got her flaws. Mm-hmm. Physically, she's got her flaws.
Would you like to share any of them?
No, I don't want to get in. I'm just saying that she's, like I said, she's beautiful.
Sure.
But I wouldn't put her in angel category.
You wouldn't?
No.
And her personality, right?
No, I'm talking about just physical. I can separate one from the other.
I can't.
Just to judge how they look.
Okay.
You don't like Meghan Markle, Lindsay?
I think, no.
You don't care for her? Okay.
No, I think there's been too much. Yeah. No, okay.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Well, here in this one clip, she's harvesting her own honey. So, I mean, this is must-see television, I'll say.
Mindy Kaling, it looked like.
Also a special guest for that.
Yeah, she needs to go back to the office.
A lot of people are very excited about that. Justin Bieber and Scooter Braun no longer follow each other on social media. Now, Scooter Braun was the guy that discovered Justin Bieber when he was 13, took care of him, was basically a father figure in the guy's life, and now apparently they want nothing to do with each other. Sad news for the Biebs.
Yeah.
So
something's awry there.
Something is up. Yeah. So we'll see how that all plays out.
Poor Biebs.
Right. And then today is National Bean Day. TJ, you got a favorite bean?
Yeah, I do. The refried.
Yeah, the refried guy.
I can't argue with that.
Yeah.
It's probably my favorite too.
Yeah. I like pinto beans if you want to go it that way.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Yeah,
which that's what refried beans are.
Sure. I wonder if Lindsay saw this viral clip from the Dallas Cowboys game the other day, and I want to get her reaction to it. We'll get to it coming up next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So the Dallas Cowboys played the Washington Redskins. Washington. Don't cancel me. I didn't mean that. Washington Commanders.
Yeah.
Right? Commanders? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, and Brandon Aubrey kicked off, I guess, and the ball went sailing. It went out of bounds, which I guess is a penalty.
I thought it was an onside kick. They were trying to do an onside kick, yeah.
So it kind of like fumbles through the air, but it doinks this Dallas Cowboys cheerleader right in the head. I mean, it gets her good, and she's not even facing the field. She's facing the crowd, and it hits her right in the back of the head hard. And she goes down, and she's able to laugh it off, but it's one of those laughs where your eyes are filled up with tears, and she's trying to the camera's on her. They focus right in on, zoom in on her, and she's trying to keep it together. I thought this poor young woman gets bonked on the head, and I'm sure it didn't hurt that bad. It was just sort of the adrenaline going that shook her up.
Yeah.
But I thought about Lindsay seeing that because Lindsay was an NBA dancer. Mm-hmm. Did you ever get hit or have a collision with a player?
I never got hurt. I got pummeled by a player one time. I didn't get hurt, but my teammate got hit in the face with the basketball and broke her nose.
Oh, you're kidding.
No. I mean, straight to the nose.
So what happens when, do all the girls like come try to comfort her, or does a player come over and apologize to her?
Oh, they apologize whenever they get, you know, but it's not like, it's like, I'm sorry for 2 seconds, you know?
Because they got to get back in the game.
Yeah.
Right.
And there's no time for us to, oh my God, you know, you just run off and they take care of you. But
her nose was bleeding and everything.
Oh, it was right to the, I mean.
Yeah. You ever been hit in the face with a basketball? It hurts. Yeah.
When you're not paying attention and one comes down and hits you in the face, your whole face goes numb, kind of.
Yeah.
And you know that feeling where your face gets real hot and you start welling up with tears.
I mean, the idea was that we paid attention so much that you don't get hit. But there were times, you know, you're kind of spacing off. And yeah. I mean, it's easily done. But
did she have to have surgery to repair the nose?
I don't really remember what happened, but I'm sure.
When you get in close contact with players that have been playing that hard, do they stink?
Oh, yeah. And sweat. And sweat. Everywhere. Yes.
They just stink.
A guy fell on, I want to say it was LeBron, fell on me and sweat just all over my, and I'm just like, ew.
Because they're not wearing clothes that would soak it up or anything.
Yeah.
You know, like football players, they at least got all the pads and the jerseys and all that.
Yeah.
And they still sweat through all of that and get sweat on that outside jersey. Just imagine they're just wearing a tank top like basketball players.
Yeah.
Just wet.
Yeah, just wet.
But a lot of people would have loved that. It's LeBron, big star. You didn't.
I don't like any sweat on me.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Reagan's anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
My name is TJ, and my New Year's revolution is, what's two? One, it's to start eating more healthy and healthily and all of that kind of stuff that I say every year. And then the other one kind of will negate that. It is to really up my Mexican cooking game. Mm. I want to cook a lot more extensive and fancy Mexican dishes.
That's a good one.
Stop cooking like a dang gringo is what I want to do. So we were in Nashville visiting my daughter over the weekend. My daughter went to an HWCU in Nashville and graduated from there, and has stayed and is building a life for herself. So, what, Rob?
Nothing.
Are you laughing at HWBC? Historically white college or university.
I didn't know what we were talking about. I thought it was the name of the college.
White.
I like that. So Rob was the only one that got that.
I guess I'm the only smart one here, TJ. Sorry.
That's what I'm about to say.
Rude.
So anyway, we were up there visiting her because she didn't get much time off work. So we spent the Christmas up there. And the last night we were there, we took the afternoon and we were going to different little restaurants and stuff. And then we decided, hey, we're just going to bar hop. My son was with us. He's 21. He also goes to an HWBCU up in the mountains of North Carolina. And he's 21, but he doesn't drink. So he was going to be our driver. So we got in the car to head from one place to the next. And he said, the tire is down really low. The thing was alerting him in the dashboard. So I had to spend the rest of the night tracking down a tire plugging kit and getting the car and a compressor. I had to go buy a compressor to be able to air up the tire once I fixed it in the parking lot of my daughter's apartment. So I did it. because that is the one thing that happens on a car that goes wrong that I can do. I can plug a tire.
Mm-hmm.
And then tire people say, don't ever plug a tire. You got to patch it from the inside or it's not going to work. Well, I'm old school and it's still holding, baby.
Oh, good.
Almost 2 weeks later, it's still holding.
In your face.
Yeah.
In your face.
So there. But don't be bringing me tires to fix. I'm not going to do that. Don't bring me yours. I'm not doing that.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
We were just talking about beans. Today, Bean Day or something, Riggins, is that what you said?
National Bean Day.
National Bean Day. And Lindsay eats all beans. Alexis, the other girl that works with us on the company, hates all beans. My son won't eat any kind of beans.
Right, yeah.
So I trick him and puree them before I put them in chili and stuff, and he knows no difference.
You trick him at 21 years old.
Well, I mean, because
that's because I want the beans in there.
Yeah, and it's good protein, and they like the taste. It's just the
the texture.
Yeah.
Oh, guys, the texture thing. It's a texture thing. But then we were talking about Riggins brought up beans and weans. I love beans and weans, but so much so that I can make homemade beans and weans. Y'all fool with that?
I'll fool with it all day.
But you can make them.
Let me tell you something. I will mess with beans and weans all day. Don't trip.
I mean,
you can make them with little smokies instead of weenies.
Love it.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah.
I could go for some right now. 7:20.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, make it like, if you ever eat that in the morning, make it the last thing you do before time for you to go.
Load up.
They don't affect me, guys. Don't.
Wait, didn't you crop dust somebody one time? Didn't we say that?
I did not.
I thought, I'm okay.
Rob, whoever smelt it, dealt it. Okay?
I didn't say it. Okay.
But yeah, in between just sitting around eating beans and weans and Slim Jims.
Yeah. You're nasty.
You're nasty. Your butt is nasty.
I did something that my wife has started calling things that I do, not calling it a fat kid thing. She calls it some 1,000-pound sister blank. That is some 1,000-pound sister blank.
Yeah.
Well, this is what that would be considered. We had andouille dogs over the break, and all the andouille links were gone, but I had one really soft Wonder Bread hot dog bun left. So you know what I use as a weenie for that, for a hot dog?
What?
Lindsay, you know you gave me that little box of Slim Jims?
Yes.
Oh,
I put about five of them in a hot dog bun.
What?
I am not mad about
and
that.
Squirted some mustard on it. It was real good.
Yes.
Spicy snack size Slim Jims.
You should have posted that on the internet. Yeah. They would have had a field day with that one.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to get some backlash for it.
They're going to say something.
So that's a 1,000-pound sister blank right there.
She's not wrong.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.